Previously on D&D&D.
You guys got here in Ravenscrest any kind of way of, you know, is there like a mail post office? Do you have any like intra-city mail thing?
Like a raven?
Oh yeah, you can. The office of the quartermaster would be able to send letters.
She says, you two are looking for something.
How'd you know?
I am able to discern innately. It is a gift of certain members of my family. People's basic wants and needs. And sometimes when people are searching for things, yearning for things deep within their hearts and souls, I am able to sense that as well. So,
can you help out Pete?
Yes. Yes, she can.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
She goes over to Pete and she like looks at the panther in its face. And she does the same thing where she like grabs each side of its face and she kind of scratches a little bit. And then Pete disappears.
What?
No!
No, Bree, no! Bree!
I don't think Pete desired a Vivian. What did you do with him?
He was our responsibility! Bree, can you bring him back?
He does not desire that.
That sucks so hard. You know how hard I've been trying to get this panther to like me, Bree? Do you understand all the things I've been doing for him?
I'm sorry, but, you know, sometimes people's wants do have unintended consequences, but with a magical creature such as this, I trusted it. I trusted
Wait,
the bond that within it.
Yeah. He's a familiar.
He's a, you know,
I just thought he was
conjured
an
forth from the ether by
He
his...
was?
You were there!
That was the birth of Pete?
I think I might have old lady brain. I don't remember.
I felt that he had a purpose here that he felt was fulfilled, and he wanted to return home. Oddly enough, I can tell you that he is at Kestrel Manor, so you can take it up with Lady Bonbon.
Oh, we will.
What I thought was interesting about you two, other than you being from out of town, is that I sensed a collective desire. There was something... both of you came in with a uniform purpose, something that you're after, something that you require to be successful. And that's what I do. That is my job, is to get the things that people need to be successful. So what is it that I can do to help you?
We need that sword. Well, maybe not. That's not what we need right now. Juno, I'm good to tell her everything.
I just want to make sure. You know, we can trust her.
So we
gonna
need
do a
proof
quick check.
That either Bumbarton or Mildare is associated with the Umber Trading Company to present at Lady Blackthorn's party tonight.
Oh, simultaneously, Juno is doing a investigation. What's the check to be like? Is
Insight.
She trustworthy?
Insight. And then Margin blabbed.
Yeah.
17.
Okay. As the pattern goes.
Margin blabbed, and when she blabbed, and she said, Umbra Coast Trading Company, before I resolve your insight check, both of you roll perception rolls.
24.
18.
There was a slight, very, very slight flicker in the shadow cast by the single candle on the desk, but Juno, you noticed that the flame didn't move. You know how, like, candles will move, and then the shadows will move? This candle was still, but the shadow very slightly moved. But your insight check, as far as you can tell looking at actual Quartermaster Bree, did not reveal anything you believe to be untruthful.
Okay, Gina's yes, going to do
her
a quick...
features are very open. There's a very empathetic quality to her ever since you guys have been in her office. Gina. And she had this, you know, intimate moment with Marjorie and Pete. Which did result in Pete disappearing.
Yeah. All right, Juno maybe trusts her, but he suspects this room could... Juno's going to do an Arcana check on this room. Damn it, do I have inspiration?
Arcana's probably not Juno's strong suit.
It's a bad roll. It's like a 3.
Nothing other than the obvious magical qualities of whatever she can do with her person appears to be magical to you.
Okay.
This is a very strong accusation. Both are very... highly respected members of the community and of the military. Both are technically my bosses in different ways.
You asked.
I did. And I appreciate you telling me. I'm in a very interesting position here because my family bond to fulfill people's needs and my military bond to follow orders are now somewhat at odds.
Bree, what's your last name?
That's information for me to know.
I look at Juno.
Bree, what are you going to do about this conflict? Where's your loyalty at? What? Here's this. If war happens, the net effect will be probably pretty negative for a lot of people.
Yes, but it always brings need, doesn't it?
Wait, are you in some kind of like supply and demand business?
Where yeah, like, she well, just I told us that she literally gives what people need to them.
Right. But I'm a healer and I don't hope people get injured so I can heal them.
Yes, and that's where our philosophies differ.
Whoa, okay.
This is a businesswoman.
Can we make it worth your while, businesswoman?
Oh, what do you want, Bree?
Well, small one, much like yourself, I have a desire for, you know, to return home. I've been working off a debt, I suppose you could say, of some kind to the Empire. I am beholden to them. And until I fulfill my duty, I am more or less stuck here. So my want is pretty much to fulfill those wants of the Empire. And we will find out this evening what those wants may be.
Mm-hmm.
As far as your quest, the best thing I can do for you is, And what I will say is that you may want to look for an unexpected avenue of entry.
By the way, is that your motto? Do your best to fulfill your quest?
Yep. It's actually the family crest.
It's a good...
That's crazy that all of that rhymes.
All of that rhymes. Not even a bard in the family, I swear.
Oh, good. All right.
Too bad.
Makes a mental tick of that because that might eliminate some last names.
To enter what?
Well, that is up to you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have other duties, and it is getting a little bit later in the day, and I believe, from what I have inferred from your mind and your words, that you are running out of time.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, am I not allowed to send a letter? Can Foss still, like, send my letter?
Leave whatever letters you have with me, and I'll make sure that they get sent out.
Okay, Juno. I mean, he was in that queue for 10 minutes. He did have some paper with him.
You were scribbling out your, yeah.
Yeah. To Nils Hoskendower. Nice pass.
Dear Nils, so sorry about the insult. Not the sign of a tight adventurer. I was trying to let you know that we are on the trail looking for that thing. That's one to Nils. He writes one to George. Dear George, could you please order another bottle of elderflower liqueur to Nils? We are good for it. Fletch will owe you a dance. Sincerely, Juno. One to Tom the Baker. Tom, I'm so sorry. We found those kids and rescued them. We did not tell you. I've been feeling guilty about this for weeks. Some of the kids, not all of them made it. Anyway, we killed that butcher who was kidnapping them. If you ever want to see them, they're over at the Wizards Academy, so maybe send them some sweets. P.S.
It's been months.
I know.
That's very funny.
Last letter.
My dear Carebert, it was lovely to meet you in a business setting. I wonder if you felt the same music in your heart that I did when our eyes met. I hope one day we might meet for dinner and I'll serenade you with a song. There's one I know about a milkshake and how all the boys come to drink it because everyone loves milkshakes. Anyway, I'm traveling out of town right now, but let's get a milkshake when I'm back. Yours, Flack.
You son of a bitch.
Okay, that's a good wing. I'm a good wingman. Okay, here are the letters. Thank you so much, Bree. We're off.
All right, you're off. Where do you go?
All right, rock, paper, scissors. Which one are we going to do, boys or girls?
Either way, we gotta go the unexpected avenue. I'll be scissors.
I'll be rocks. Wait.
I'll be lady and scissors.
Okay, and then I'll be men. You'll be scissors. Don't tell me which one you're gonna do.
Oh, okay. I'll be lady.
Okay, and I'll be bad.
Okay.
Ready? Rock, paper, scissors. Oh, you fuck! It's supposed to be on shoot.
Oh, okay. I did
scissors.
I did put out scissors.
You did put out scissors, which is good because I was going to put out paper. Okay, ready?
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I put out paper.
I put out scissors this time.
Damn it.
Man, scissors.
Okay, so we're going to go find Meldare.
We're going to go find Meldare.
Fuck him up.
Constable Percival Stokeworth III told us that we could get to him through the barracks, and we could get to the barracks through the dock. and the boathouse.
Oh yeah, so let's go that way. It's a secret entrance.
You head back to the boathouse. It takes you, a little bit to get back there. And you go back to the entrance, the boathouse entrance that Stillworth had indicated to you will lead you to the officer's barracks. It's a very nice pathway. It's kind of like white stone. There's a little bit of gardening and landscaping along the path. It's very pleasant and relaxing. You're kind of surprised. Most things are austere, but when you're in this kind of like clubhouse kind of situation, things are very nice. And you walk up the stairs from the docks up to like a little park kind of, and you're in the back of the officer's barracks building. So you're in this little courtyard, this little park-like area. It is a white stone building. This is like all fenced in. People can see in from the street and stuff, and you can see that there's people on the street. It's a two-story building. There's a stable nearby with some horses, and there's like grooms milling about, which are in very simple black and white uniforms. There's some people who are going to and from like the boathouse now. Now it's like late morning. It's around noon.
Mm-hmm.
No one has stopped you yet, but you're getting some looks. So what do you guys do?
Time to, I think, cast a little pass without a trace.
Not a bad idea.
All right, that's plus 10 to stealth checks in less than an hour. A veil of silence and shadows descends around you.
So we should be looking for an unexpected avenue of entry. Through the front door would be pretty unexpected, but I'm betting
that's literally the opposite of what unexpected entry means, Juno.
I mean, if you're sneaking in, that's the last place you'd expect them to be.
Now, I appreciate the spell that you cast, but if we walk directly in the bright front doors at noon, they're gonna notice us.
Okay, that's fair.
Take it from me, a sneak thief.
Right. What do you recommend?
Let's go check out what's going on with the stables.
Oh, sure.
So I want to sneak around to... So there's a horse stable.
Yeah.
I want to know if there's an entrance from the horse stable in the garage door. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, okay. Roll investigation.
Okay. I need to memorize that my investigation is just... Oh, it's 2. Good. 16.
So with a 16, looking around the stables, you see there are 5 horses that are currently stabled. They're of different colors. Most are different shades of brown, but there is one gray one. And there's a couple grooms that are just kind of milling about doing groom things, brushing horses, feeding. Mucking. This is a separate building from the greater barracks. Yeah, with a 16, you don't see any kind of way to get into the barracks from this building. But there are some things that are a little bit out of place to you from just like a normal, like military stable. Like,
and what are those?
So there's this gray horse, right?
Yeah.
And this gray horse kind of stands out to you.
Because all the other ones are brown and this is the gray one.
This is the gray one. The bridle and the saddle and things are all... they're very nice. They're fancier. They're not as utilitarian as some of the other ones.
Oh.
So you're kind of a little bit drawn to this horse.
Is there anyone around?
Just these two grooms, but they're doing stuff. They're not like there's other people going in and out of the stable. Like, so another guy is coming in and like gets one of the other horses and leaves. So it's not weird of you to be there.
Okay.
No one has stopped you.
I'm going to pickpocket the saddle bag.
Roll sleight of hand.
Oh my God, I rolled a 7 and I thought it was a 1 and it made me so scared. Sleight of hand, 7 and 7 is 14?
Yes.
14.
It's pretty empty, but then you find, you know how on like a messenger bag or some purses have like slots for like pens, you know,
yeah,
the like bumps? You feel those and inside there's something that feels like glass to you.
I'm going to nick it. I'm taking it.
Okay. You pull out this small vial that has a very deep black viscous liquid.
Ooh. No.
You're not going to drink it?
Joel looks at me and he throws his hand back like drinking it. Absolutely
drinking blood.
Not.
I don't
this
know what you're about these days.
I'm not going to drink it.
Okay.
What's wrong with you? That's what you guys do. Marjorie doesn't just drink shit unless she's very drunk. Marjorie looks at this vial.
Mm-hmm. It has a stopper on it.
Yeah.
It's sealed with like a wax.
And she doesn't want to drink it, but she does want to investigate it a little bit. So she's going to uncork it to smell it.
Okay.
What happens?
It has a very...
Because remember, she kissed Jason.
Right.
So she has a sensory memory of what that was like.
This isn't that.
Okay.
This is something a little bit different. This smells like decay, like rotting fruit. It's very pungent. And as you kind of like move it around, it's like an oil.
Mm.
It does have a fruity smell, but it's like rotten fruit, almost like rancid vinegar.
Gotcha. All right. She's going to cork that and put it in her pocket.
Okay. Make note that you have that.
Yeah.
Mudrin, I think I know how to figure out what we need to do. Let's ask the horse.
You could do that?
Yeah. Juno casts speak with animals.
Holy shit.
You gain the ability to comprehend and verbally communicate with beasts for 10 minutes. And, you know, their knowledge and awareness of many beasts is limited by their intelligence, but at a minimum, they can give you information about nearby locations and monsters. And maybe I can persuade it to do a small favor.
All right, while he's doing this, Martin's going to kind of wander and look at the other horses so it doesn't look like both of us are hanging out with this one horse.
Oh, you're
I'm like, being stealthy.
You're being stealthy.
Yeah.
You're not like trying to distract.
No.
Okay. Juno, roll stealth to cast a spell sneakily.
Okay. Yeah. Because, I mean, we got that veil of silence and shadow.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And you got a plus 10 to it. So it should be, unless you rolled real.
Oh, yeah.
Shitty.
It's 25.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you whisper the words of this spell into the horse's ear, and you can comprehend and verbally communicate with beasts for the duration. So what do you want to know? Beasts are limited by their intelligence. So I'm going to look up the horse's stats.
Is it Brago? Is it a kingly horse?
Nope.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? How's the hay?
Food.
Oh, shit. Okay. what do I expect from a horse not as intelligent as a cow? Do you know how to get into the main building? You ever been in there?
Horse no go inside building.
Where do you see the people go when they leave here?
People go on back.
When they get off back, where do they go?
Building.
Who? Who is the rider?
Who?
Who's the rider of the horse?
That's the first question.
It is?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, right, because you found the thing.
Yeah.
Who?
This whole time, by the way, I've been whispering to Joel, who, ask who. His head and hands.
What's your rider look like? Who are they?
Two legs, long hair.
Color of skin?
Changes.
Oh, what colors?
Sometimes black, sometimes gray.
Always long hair?
Always long hair. Sometimes hair change, sometimes hat.
Pretty tall?
Tall.
Are there any smarter horses here?
What do you mean by that?
Oh, I'm sorry, you got articulate all of a sudden. Who's lead horse around here?
Lead horse far away.
Oh.
Lead horse special horse. Lead horse very beautiful.
I'm sure. Who?
And strong.
Yes. Sleek, I'm sure.
And fast.
Yes. Do you have a crush?
No, but I want to be fast and strong. And beautiful, like lead horse.
Huh. You do you? You...
I paint.
Oh my god!
This town sure loves the arts. I wouldn't expect it, but maybe just they've been sublimating their feelings from the military into art. I mean, good for them. I don't have any spells that can help you, but thank you for...
Could use thumbs for painting. Can you magic thumbs?
I don't have create thumbs. I have
horse is
water.
Sad.
Is it? Can Junior tell if it's injured at all?
Roll investigation.
Yeah.
Or roll medicine. Let's use a medicine roll.
Are you gonna burn a spell slot on a horse?
Maybe. 9.
No, as far as you can tell, this horse is in fine condition. Well fed, good musculature.
Needs thumbs.
Needs thumbs. In need of thumbs for painting.
Okay, in need of thumbs for painting.
So that is the leader of the horses. Who is the leader of the men and women? People.
Rider seem important.
Rider strong?
Rider strong. Rider very strong.
Okay. Is he your rider? They?
Not he.
Okay. All right. This has been a wild horse chase. Good luck with your painting.
No apple?
Oh, sure. Marjorie, do you have any apples?
I have half a cabbage.
Do you want a cabbage?
Yes.
There you go. I'll toss Juno half my cabbage.
Yeah, and the horse just slowly and lazily munches on this cabbage that you're holding.
Yeah. Oh, what was your name? Oh, sorry, your mouth is full. I was... Well, great to meet you. Oh, shh.
So you've met...
Well, it was great to meet you.
Marjorie is looking at the outside of the building. Because so far, the only way in is through the front door. And if we've been given a hint that there's another way in, I want to find that other way in. So I'm looking up to window stuff. Do I see any secret stairs?
Sure. Perception or investigation?
Investigation gives me one more than perception does. So we're just going to go in that direction.
Great.
Hey, oh, and I need it, man. I need it because I just rolled a 6. Old woman eyes today.
It is a building.
Yep.
It's 2 stories.
Yep.
There's a door.
Yep.
There are windows.
Yep.
There are rain gutter on the roof and a drain on the left side. And there is the fence on the right side.
Is there any sort of dumpster? Or like trash going in and out? Trash receptacle?
Not that you can see.
No servant's entrance? Kitchen entrance?
Well, roll. Do you know?
It's a 1.
Oh, why are we this way?
You know, it'd be great if we had an ability to just open a dimensional door and step through and suddenly be in the building. I miss the person who can do that.
This really does make me miss the team.
Team.
Juno, are you good here?
Am I good?
Are you good here?
The horse didn't provide me with anything. I'm frustrated. That didn't even cheer me up. Okay, you know what? Juno goes over to a groom, and he says, hello.
Hey, are you not in uniform?
Correct. I am a detective captain, and
captain, and he gives you a salute.
Hello, we are being tasked with doing some investigating on behalf of this city. This is my detective cadet.
Oi, Captain.
That's me, Cadet. And to you.
And the groom salutes you, Marjorie.
Anyway,
Now that you're closer, you can see that this groom is only a little bit taller than you. He's a short boy.
Oh. Oi, Captain.
What's your name?
Tim.
Hey, Tim. So, Tim, we need to get into this building. We have official need.
Why? And you can't just walk in?
No, I need you to tell me, because there is a crime going on inside. I need you to tell me a stealthy way in.
Okay, roll deception.
Can I assist?
No, because this is his lie. This is Juno's lie.
Maybe you can back it up. It's because that's an 8.
Yeah, I absolutely will.
I mean,
you want to jump in with some more information,
Marjorie? Cops can't lie, though.
You said that there's a... there's a crimes going on inside?
There's crimes going on inside right now.
At our precinct... We done got some information that something's going down in there, and if we go into the front, then they're gonna notice. We were thinking that maybe there was a garage door in here, but now we need your assistance. You'll be a hero, you know. And I just rolled a 24.
Okay, well, between a 24 and an 8?
Yes.
This young peasant man believes that you are figures of authority. So Tim the groom is like, oh, you're looking for a sneaky way in. You're trying to... Crimes? What kind of crimes?
It's very sweet that you don't know what kind of crimes could go down inside of a barracks.
What a naive young boy you are.
It's best to keep it that way, Tim.
For your own safety, Tim.
Jeez.
You don't want to get mixed up, Tim.
Yeah, Uncle Steve told me that the city was dangerous, and I didn't believe him. I just wanted to make my way in the military and try to work my way up, and I didn't think I'd get involved in any kind of crimes.
And
I
then
didn't.
This day came, Tim, and you gotta make a choice. Who are you gonna be?
Are you gonna be a part of the crimes, or are you gonna be a hero?
I don't want to be part of no crimes.
Then be a hero, Tim. Let us know how to get in the building.
That's all I ever really wanted was to be a hero.
This will make you a hero.
And you're sure you're real? You have any kind of, like, badge or something?
Right here.
Right here. And I point to my badge, and Juno points to his.
We are a sneak team, and we will save the day with your help.
We're police officers.
Yeah. We're the sneak team of the police officers. That's why
yes.
There are only 2 of us.
Mm-hmm. And we're small.
Some sort of special forces.
Yes.
All
usually
right.
There's 6 of us, but the
they're on another mission.
Yeah, we're sneak team 2.
I guess I can trust you. I don't want to be part of no crimes. You know, I don't want to go to jail.
Well, you know what they say, not doing something is as guilt making as doing something. So better help.
That's a very...
Did Fletch teach you that?
Yeah, he did.
Complicated philosophy.
Fletch taught him that.
Yeah.
Fletch, you know, Fletch is one of the other six.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, I miscounted. There are five, but okay, whatever.
No, I thought you included Pete. That's very nice.
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
If he's still around.
I've got an Uncle Pete.
We've already lost a Pete today.
Yeah, we don't want to lose any more good men.
Oh, geez. Oh, well, I guess you guys got to get into it in a hurry. Well, the only other, other than the doors, the back door and the front door, the only other entrance that I know of is on the roof.
Tim?
How do you get up there?
I know how I'm going to get up there.
Tim, I don't have magic. I can't just levitate myself up there.
Tim, you've done us a great service. You are a hero in our eyes, and we will never forget this, Tim.
Wow, thank you, Detective Cadet.
Detective Judo's Cadet already walking Sticks. Away.
Detective Cadet Sticks, I really appreciate that. I always wanted to be a hero, and a lot of my family paints, but I said no. I said no to the painting life, and I wanted to go be a hero. I didn't, and then I ended up brushing horses, and it didn't seem like heroic work, but today I feel like I made a difference. Thank you for
you
that.
You really did, and you know what? You're just going to get better and better and stronger and stronger. And you never know, Tim, you never know the people that you touch in your life. You never know when you go through and you have a little conversation here and there, what that person takes away from that, and 20 years from now, how they remember it. And you know what? You changed my life today, Tim.
And she turns into a bird.
Oh, shit, right!
Hey everybody, Grizzle here with a few quick announcements, and then we're going to get you right back to it. Thanks so much for listening to episode 56 of D&D&D. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at D&D&D Pod and D&D&D Pod on Instagram, or email us at dndpod@gmail.com. Speaking of email, we're still looking for some questions for our discussion episode. We're going to record our discussion episode here at the end of the month, if you're listening to this the day it comes out. So before the end of June, we're going to record another discussion episode about the second season so far. So the first big arc after the team has gotten the kind of bigger quest and the split recording sessions. If you have questions about that, we are going to talk about a little bit of everything having to do with the podcast. So email those to us with the subject line DNDNDND. That's four D's. You may have seen some of our amazing shirts on our Instagram if you follow us at dndndpod. You can purchase those shirts at Beth's shop, bethbyrad.shop. There's the great logo you can get on a shirt as well as a print. There's the campaign team sound off t-shirt, and Gerbert Merpert Realty is a new addition to the shop. So go check that out, bethbyrad.shop. So there won't be a next time on at the end of this episode because we have not yet recorded the next time on. If you're listening to this the day it comes out, we are scheduled to record Fletch and Flack and Zabbis tonight. So I will not be able to cut in a next time on. But the next episode will be back with the F-Boys and the Z-Man and their adventures in the bowels of Kestrel Manor. So stay tuned for how that whole thing is going to shake out and how the team is going to deal with this once they finally do reunite, when and if they finally reunite. Really looking forward to everybody learning what the other set has been up to. They have not listened to the episodes or talked, as far as I know, amongst themselves about what they've been doing. So really excited to find out how that all shakes out. But until then, that's it for me. Thanks, everybody. Do what's fun.
Margin the Raven lands up on the roof.
Okay. Marge and the Raven up on the roof. You blend in with a bunch of other ravens. There is a pretty ramshackle kind of cage. Everything's covered in bird shit. You don't see any people around. Mm-hmm. And there is a small, it's not like a room, but it's like a stairwell landing that's in, like, covered. It's not just like the stairs don't just end at the roof of the building. There's like another little building on top where the stairs end, and, you know, with a door.
Okay. Does the door appear to be locked?
It's closed.
Around the building. Now, I'm still in bird form, but I do have a rope that I could throw down off the side of the building so that Juno could scale up and we could enter in together from the roof. Is there an area that is shaded or a corner of a space, someplace that he will be able to pass without a trace easier?
Off to the side of the building
that's back away from the street, that's more, you know, that's on the backside with this park and stuff. There's a large tree that's canopy kind of brushes up against the building.
Mm-hmm.
That would probably be your best bet to try to conceal someone scaling the building at noon.
Under the tree. Okay. Okay, Margarine in bird form. I'm gonna swoop down after surveying all of that. I assume that Juno may have stepped back out into the courtyard area.
For a second, he had a thought and then doubled back and was like, "Tim, almost forgot. If you ever need healing for free in this town where they charge money, I'm Juno Greenpoint and I'll fix you." He points at him like a guy on a bus bench ad. And then he pops back out.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, detective. And I'm You're my hero.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Okay, where's that bird?
So I'm swooping down and like, bah! On top of Juno's head,
oh my God,
to get his attention. And I'm going to fly over into the tree that you had mentioned.
Okay.
What do you want?
Can I like usher him towards me with my bird wings? Like, foof, foof, here, come towards me.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Using my wings to like...
Juno walks.
Indicate.
Nonchalantly over to the tree.
All right, Margarine flies up onto the roof, and I have an eyeball to Juno from there.
You can't see him super clearly because he is obscured by the foliage of the tree.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And this roof space does lead very easily to that door.
Yeah, it's a flat roof except for the like cages for these birds.
Great.
And this door.
No one's around?
Nope.
Should I perception that or just take your word for it?
That is up to you.
I'm going to perception. Bird perception might be better than my human perception. Hey, it is. 14.
Yeah. As far as you can tell, there is nobody up on this roof other than a bunch of birds.
Cool. I'm going to turn back into a person. So I'm Margarine now, and I've got my rope, and I'm going to throw the rope down towards Juno.
Okay. Juno, what do you do?
Juno made his way over to the building where he could see Margarine and is now ready and waiting. He sees the rope coming, so he's going to try and catch it.
Roll athletics.
14.
Sure, you catch the rope.
I fasten the rope to something that's jutting up from the roof. It's not a completely flat. It's got to have some
sure,
kind
there's
of
like, yeah, pipes
thing,
and shit. Pipey. Yeah.
Yep, and then I indicate to Juno to climb up it quietly.
All right, roll stealth and athletics.
20. Dirty 20.
All right.
And athletics is 18.
Nice.
Oh, great. All
Good
right,
job.
So you're scaling this building and you're trying to stay, you know, use the branches of this tree as cover. I'm going to roll a couple things just to see if anybody notices you. No. So you manage to scale this unnoticed, and as you are climbing up, the first floor is like a long kind of like bunkhouse room, you know, standard barracks fare. It's bunk beds separated by a few feet each, you know, and foot lockers at the end of them. Nobody's is in front of this window, but there are some people you can catch, you know, out of the corner of your eye deep in this room. And then when you get to the second floor, not the window that you're passing, but one of the windows nearby, like a couple windows down, you can see is shuttered, whereas pretty much every other window is open. It's just something that you notice.
Must be a drow.
This window that you're passing is a hallway. It's kind of like a landing where there's a staircase up to this level and then a hall going deeper down away from you. That is what you notice. And then you get to the roof.
You're high five.
Roof. High five.
All right, cool. We're up here. Let's go through the door. Is it locked?
It is locked.
Cool. I'm going to lock pick it.
Okay.
16.
You easily pick it and the door opens. Mm-hmm. And you're on a very utilitarian stairwell. There is nothing nice about this. It's clearly like, you know, for servants or something.
There's okay. Nothing nice about this. I expected
just
better.
Like us.
Wow.
Sneak in. 17 for sneaking around.
Yep.
It's actually way higher than that. You gave me plus 10 on stealth.
Yeah.
It's 27 for sneaking around.
29 for sneaking around.
You guys sneakily, stealthily descend this staircase. You get to another door that is also locked.
You perceive perception of anyone behind it. 18.
You listen through the door to try to see if you can hear anybody in the opposite side. There isn't any movement from what you can tell. It's a hallway of some kind that you would be entering.
Mm-hmm.
It's not another room. It doesn't feel to you like you're going into another enclosed space.
I'm going to unlock it.
Okay.
17.
Yep. The door easily unlocks and you find yourself looking into a hallway and the door, the opposite side of the door, read like rookery employees only.
Mm.
Can Juno discern orienting himself to which room had the shutters?
Roll.
He should be able to do that.
Yeah, but
it's not
roll.
A complex looking building.
Roll nature.
Nate? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like sense of direction and things.
You're a ranger.
Yeah, 14.
With a 14, you know that you need to go to the left.
What do the doors say on the left?
They're numbered.
There was one room when I was coming up that I'm sure you saw when you were a bird. If, you know, you weren't just
finish
flying
your
around.
Sentence.
For, no, I... It's impressed. You're a bird. That's
I
cool.
I don't care. Finish your sentence.
So
we're in sneak mode,
Gino. There was one room. There was one room that was shuttered. And what's behind shutters? Secrets.
I love it. Which one was it?
It was this one. It was one on the left. Let's check the ones on the left.
Okay.
All right. You go to the left and you turn the corner and there are three doors on the side of the hallway that you believed the shuttered door, the shuttered window was from.
I like the middle one.
Okay. This door is locked.
I
do your thing.
It. 16.
16 does not open this. Roll a dexterity save.
Uh-oh. 8.
Ooh. You're zapped across the hallway.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and take 12 electrical damage.
Whoa.
Boom, 100.
One of your arms is numb.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Okay, do you need...
It's happening. It's happening. I'm having a heart attack.
Oh, no. I have blood a gator tooth necklace.
Can I eat it?
Ooh, I don't think you'd want to. Maybe wear it?
I thought you were giving me solutions.
Oh.
Oh, then it's coming back.
Okay, good.
It
I don't
is
think this
back.
Is a milk situation, but maybe I can heal you up a little bit.
No, it's like, have you ever held the end of like a dog invisible fence? You know how when you get, have you ever
held the end of a dog?
Yeah, no, the end of a dog invisible fence collar. Like, have you ever been electrocuted?
I've been electrocuted. Yeah.
Okay, so you know what it is.
I know what it is.
Yep. It's coming back.
I know what it is.
Okay,
it's not fun.
If you couldn't get it open, should I bust it? Should
are
I
the
bust
other,
it?
No, are the other doors locked?
You want to check?
Yeah, I'm asking. Yeah, okay.
Oh no,
I'm gonna
I'll
go
check.
To the first door.
I'm sorry, I'm mad at you for getting hurt.
Okay, this first door is locked.
I'll check the third door.
Also locked.
Well, you're just a real pie in the face, huh?
I'm gonna try to unlock the first one to see if it's gonna give me that kind of consequence. 12?
12 opens this.
Oh!
Very simple lock.
Judo, that middle one is tricky. So I'm going to peek into the door to investigate if anybody's in there.
Okay, roll perception.
Nat 20.
Yeah, you can hear no sounds of any activity in this room.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm going in.
Okay. This is a like a nice hotel room.
Mm.
There is a small... Like privy. There's a bed, desk, not a like fireplace, but there is like a small stove,
mm-hmm.
wood burning stove. It's very cozy.
Does it look like anyone's lived in here?
Yes. Somebody has been in here recently. There is a pipe and like ashtray, and there's some ashes that have been recently ashed. There's still a smell in the room of tobacco. There's a wardrobe that has like different uniforms and stuff. This looks to be Juno, are you in this room?
Yep.
You can recognize the insignia. This looks to be the quarters of like a first lieutenant.
Okay. But there's probably going to be higher ranking.
Presumably.
Is okay. there any way to get through to the next room from this room?
Is it an adjoining barracks suite?
Yeah.
There isn't a door, but you can tell that they do share a wall.
Do we have...
Juno's going to put his ear up against it and try and hear if there's any activity in that room. Is this a perception check?
Yes.
16.
It's what's weird is that you don't hear anything. It's not that you hear an empty room. It's that you don't hear anything.
I think someone's casting some pass without a trace behind this door.
Juno saddles up to Margarine and behind her, like, taps her on the shoulder. That's,
she looks the
that's
wrong
further
way.
Away. Yeah. But when I do that, you get healed for 10.
Oh.
Cure wounds, sneakily.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. I was just trying to make it light. I think we should go into that room. I think there's something going on there.
The middle room?
Yeah, middle room.
Then you hear the sound of a door opening.
Ooh, I'm going to run up to the door the door to the hallway from the room I'm in and look underneath it. I assume
did we
there's
close
a gap,
the door?
Huh?
Yeah, there's a
okay,
gap.
Okay, yeah.
I'm being sneaky, man. I'm closing doors.
Roll stealth check just to make sure.
Of course I can roll a stealth check, and it's going to be a 36.
Yeah, you're fine. With such expert stealthiness, you like like perfectly dive into like a push-up position against the bottom of this door, and you look out and you see two sets of boots. One is a very fancy women's riding boots, and the other is a set of men's combat boots, like you've seen all the other soldiers wear. And then again, what's weird is that you don't hear anything. You see these boots step, but they don't make a sound.
And we can't hear the conversation.
No. And the door, you heard, but as they come, following with them is this kind of silence. And they look around and look around, and they walk towards your door, and then they walk towards the other door, and they walk out of view.
Did we just miss our guy?
Juno casts Thaumaturgy, and he has a range of 30 feet. He casts it at the origin of the middle door, and it's an instantaneous sound of ominous whispers.
Why do
at the
that?
Door?
Yeah, and he's hoping that they'll come back to it. Maybe not whispers.
Why are you doing this?
You
don't want them to leave?
Yeah.
What are you going to do when they come back?
I don't know yet. This is because
they're still technically in the hallway.
Yeah. This is a move. This is a move he's making and not thoroughly thought through.
Okay.
I was going to talk about it, but then I was like, no, I should just make it.
All right. You do that.
Okay. It's whispers.
Whispers.
It's whispers.
Illegible whispers.
Would we be able to hear it normally?
Oh, yes. That's a good question. If you, from the room that you are in, could you hear it? Like, are they loud whispers? Are you trying to get their attention?
Yes, trying to get their attention. They are ominous, hearable whispers.
Okay.
Marjorie, you're still looking under the gap.
Mm-hmm.
You see the boots come back. They rush back. Again, as they move, they're totally silent.
Oh, Marjorie, I did something.
As they come back towards the middle door, your whispers, Juno, are snuffed out. They're cut off. You watch as the female boots very slowly, after standing for a moment in front of the middle door, walk towards your door.
Get in the closet.
Is there a closet?
There is. There's a wardrobe.
Juno gets in the wardrobe.
Roll a stealth check. Are you doing it too, Marjorie?
Should I get in the closet or under the bed? Where's the best place to hide? Oh my god. Can I make myself into a pillow?
Can you make yourself into a...
I'm so small, and there's a bed in here. If I go under the bed, she's gonna look under the bed.
Are you trying
Could
to,
a
like,
bird fit in a pillow?
I can't be a bird again.
No, use that. Are you trying to, like, fit
deal.
Inside of a pillowcase?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can try. I mean, yes, this is real... Inspiration for this.
Thank God.
Even if you fail at this, this is a great idea. Juno, what do you roll to hide in the wardrobe?
Stealth?
Yeah.
23.
Yep, okay. You do... it's a tight fit for you, Juno.
Okay.
I'm nervous. It's 14 now.
It's a messy bed. It wasn't a made bed. This isn't a...
Thank God.
This officer doesn't practice what he preaches.
Mm-hmm.
So you are trying your best to blend into the...
Be a lumpy pillow
and this lumpy bed. Juno, you close the latch in the war room. Marjorie, yeah. You jump onto the bed and encase yourself in blankets and shit.
Mm-hmm.
The door... silently lifts off of its hinges, and you see Marjorie obscured by a thin sheet of fabric, and Juno through a very small crack in the wardrobe. You can see the shadow of the door just fly across the room into the opposite wall, again, without making a sound.
Whoa.
In walks a tall, feminine figure with extremely light blonde hair, like almost white. Like very Targaryen-like hair.
Mm.
Her features are very long. Her dress is almost familiar to both of you.
Hmm.
Roll history, both of you.
10.
Dirty 20.
Okay, Juno, this is kind of ringing some bells. You're getting flashes, and maybe it's just because you are attracted to him. So you're kind of like, oh, this kind of reminds me of Yanathan.
Oh, well, I don't trust her already.
So you see this figure walk in, and Marjorie, you recognize that these are the boots that you saw.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another shadow that comes in, and this is the male figure who is a little bit taller than this woman, and very strong looking. Juno, you can instantly tell that this dude has the physicality of a soldier, of a fighter. They look around, they walk in, and every step they take is completely silent. And Marjorie and Juno, you can no longer even hear your own breathing.
What are they doing? They're stepping in.
Yeah, they've now made it fully into the room. The man is standing near the door, and the woman is standing near the window where the door that she threw off the hinges has fallen onto the ground.
Shuno's going to try and distract them again and generate the cry of a raven down the hall.
Well, you hear this cry of the raven down at the other side, at the opposite end of the hallway. You can hear that.
Okay.
But when you cast this, the door to the wardrobe is suddenly thrown open.
Oh.
And you're looking into the face, the mustached face of a very stern-looking gentleman, like a high and tight haircut, big, strong mustache, square jawline, very handsome. And he smiles and does a 17 hit against your armor class.
Who wins?
Is it a tie?
That is my AC.
This particular tie goes to the attacker because it's a surprise.
Okay.
And you are punched square in the face incredibly hard. Your vision blurs, your nose is broken, and you are pulled forth from this wardrobe. Everything is in complete silence.
How much damage did I take, by the way?
10.
Okay.
So make a grapple check.
Nat 20.
Whoa. Can confirm.
Jeez. All right. Well, you managed to kind of kick him off then. Okay. And let's roll for initiative.
Okay. 18.
Dirty 20.
The order of this combat is Margarine. You're going to go first, even though nobody
knows that I'm there.
As far as you know, nobody knows that you're there. Then it is going to be Juno. Then it is going to be the woman and then the man. So Margarine, it is your turn. You are hidden as far as you can.
I'm putting my turn off.
Great. So Juno, it is now, you've kicked this guy off of you. It is now your turn. What
is
a
reaction?
Do?
Can he try to speak? Does any sound come out if he does?
Juno?
Yeah.
No, it's still, everything is still silent. Everything is still completely silent.
I guess he mouthed something.
You try to speak, you can say what you're trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
My, what a strange world this is, having come out of this wardrobe in a different place. What a strange fantasy world. I didn't mean to come here.
Inspiration for that attempt. It's nothing. There's no sign. Okay, there's no sound. But that's a great choice.
He just looks puzzled. Where am I?
Are you going to take any action? Or are you going to follow through with that? Roll performance.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Yep. Why not? If you're following through with that, if that's your play.
Yes.
Okay. Because that's awesome.
14.
Nobody buys it. This guy stands up and he looks back at you like Henry Cavill in Mission Impossible in the bathroom. Like, reloads.
He pumps his arms and comes after me?
Yeah, he's like ready. Oh. He like reloads and is ready to go.
Oh, boy.
It is now the woman's turn. From her hair, removes a hairpin that has like a hibiscus flower. Like a big, bright red hibiscus flower on it. And she takes out this hairpin and she twirls it in her hand and it becomes a long staff, like a two-handed staff with this flower head on it. It has a like an energy to it. You can see, Juno, it has like a there's some real power behind this.
That's Yanathan like. He
made very Yanathan like
sword out of a
and she swings it in your direction, and from it a couple of flaming orbs swirl, and one of them misses wildly and catches the curtains of flame, and the other does a you said you're 17, so the other misses as well. So now this room is starting to burn. Still completely silent.
Cool.
It is now the man's turn. He is just going to try to hit Juno really hard in the face again. I'm going to roll on the ground. Ooh, sorry, buddy. He misses with his left, but his right connects critically right in your chin.
While this is happening, oh my god.
Take 26.
From a punch?
It's a critical hit.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay.
This feels bad.
Margarine, your turn.
Yeah. So, I... with Pass Without a Trace, they haven't noticed me yet. What I want to do is just, like, zip out of the bed and leave through the door and try to get into that middle room.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So,
and
first...
leave Juno to handle this.
First, roll your stealth check.
Totally got this.
30...
Yeah. All right. You're stealthy.
Yeah.
All right. Now roll...
it's a couple more than that.
Roll
that
acrobatics.
Great.
To try to get past him.
17.
Sure, he's distracted. He's standing over Juno. He's in like a boxer stance, and he's very focused on trying to hit Juno very hard in the face. So, in case you get a 20, I'll give you advantage on this roll. So roll in case you get a 20, just in case it's cooler.
That one was a 28.
Okay, well then definitely. So you get past him. You're out into the hallway. What do you do?
I'm going to go thieves tool that door again.
Okay,
in the middle. Or I'm going to try to open the door.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thieves' tools.
Okay. So it is still locked.
Yeah.
Come on. Nat 20. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love D&D.
The door opens and you are in a completely dark room except for a table upon which there is a singular candle and a small device with a crystal on it. The crystal is focusing the light from the candle and projecting a kind of shadow on the wall that looks to be some sort of, not necessarily portal, but it's portal-esque. There's something magical about this shadow beyond just it being a shadow. It's completely otherworldly to Margin. It's like something you've never seen before. And in this room, where it is only you, there is sound. You can hear the soft flicker of the candle, and you can hear your footfalls. You can hear your own breathing. We're going to go to Juno. Juno, you are hurt pretty bad. Your nose is broken. I'm going to give you disadvantage on anything that has to do with seeing or smelling.
He's still up, though, right?
Yeah, you weren't knocked down.
Okay, good.
Juno can hold his ground. Juno can do this all day.
Yeah.
Presumably.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least once more, maybe?
I mean, you know, he will take his cow milk super serum if he needs to. Yeah, he's gonna bust out the side that's been too long and use it on this man.
Okay, disadvantage.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's a nat 20, so let's see what else I can do.
Do it again.
That's a one.
If that isn't Juno energy, a nat 20 and then he rolls a one.
I rolled the 20. What do you want from me? More? I can't do it.
Wow.
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 That is Juno in a nutshell.
What's he do?
You swing at the man with your scythe, and he jumps back with a cat's grace. And the scythe slams with the full force of your blow into the wood of the wardrobe, embedding itself into the wood. You are unable to free it right away. So you have a second attack.
I do.
But your scythe is stuck in this wood, and you would need to use some sort of effort to free it.
And the room is gonna be. The room is burning.
Yeah. The room is on fire.
How's that room? How's that progression of the fire doing?
Margarine, you hear from outside the window, which is shuttered in this room, but you can hear because this window was going into the back, a scream from Tim the groom. This is oh no, the crimes! The crimes are happening.
That's a good way. You just tell people crimes are happening, and then you can go do the crimes. So Juno will react now with his short sword and go after the man again.
Can't get much lower than that.
I rolled a 2 this time and a 20.
This is a normal miss. The man just jumps to the side and dodges your blow. It is the woman's turn, and she this time is going to shoot some sort of... it's like a fiery rope comes out of her staff and comes at you, Juno. Does a 18 hit you?
Yes.
You are entangled in a fiery rope, and you take 6 fire damage, and you are now entangled. So your movement is 0, and you cannot do anything, pretty much.
Not worried.
It is the man's turn, and he is going to go over to you. His rolls... Attack rolls now have advantage because you are restrained, and he is going to hit you with both fists for another, oh geez, it's going to be 22 total.
Juno goes limp. He is unconscious.
So now, Margin, you are in this other room. You do not know what is going on, but there is this shimmery portal thing. What do you do?
Oh no. My instinct is to collect everything on the table. And put it all in a bag. Like, take the candle, take the gem, crystal, yeah. Take everything that... Are there papers, like, whatever?
Yeah, once you get closer to this desk and you start feeling around, because this darkness is, like, real darkness.
Yeah.
It's not just a regular dark vision darkness. It's like that pure darkness that you experience with Jason, except for this candle and this shadow thing. And when you get close to this desk, there are papers. Are you taking time to look at them, or are you just scooping?
No, I'm just scooping everything into my bag, including the crystal and the candle itself.
Sure.
Which breaks that connection.
Yep.
What happens?
Nothing weird happens other than it disappears. The shadow
portal disappears.
So you now have scooped all these things in your bag. So make note, you have mysterious room papers, as well as this crystal device, shadow crystal device, and it's a normal candle, as far as you can tell at this point. You start to feel some heat from this other room through the wall, and from outside you hear shouting.
I'm gonna run and open up the windows.
Okay, you
and,
do that?
Yeah, and be like, help! Help, there's crimes in here! Help!
And you see Tim standing in the courtyard, and he runs and he says, oh, Detective Cadet, I'll get help. And he runs back to the stable and he gets a horse and he hops on the horse and he rides off.
Isn't this the fucking place where all the soldiers are? Isn't this the soldiers' barracks?
Yeah,
where is it going?
You see that there's a fire brigade.
Oh.
It's a city. And there are streams of soldiers pouring out of the door on the first floor. People are looking up in your direction. And you can see next to you that there are flames coming out of the room that you just came out of, where Juno presumably is. What do you do?
After doing that, I'm gonna go back in that room.
When you go back into the hallway, you see two figures carrying an unconscious Juno wrapped in a fire.
A rope
made of fire. And they are hurrying away from the scene. The woman waves her staff at a corner. It's very specific. She walks to a specific corner where there is a shadow, and she waves her staff at it, and then they walk through it. What do you do?
Oh, my God. I follow. I can't leave Juno. I've lost Pete already. I can't also lose Juno.
You leap over to the shadow as it is disappearing, as the flames start to bring more light into the hallway. And because of your small halfling size, you are able to get through this shadow before it completely disappears, and you find yourself in a basement.
My heart is racing!
D&D is executive produced, written, and edited by me, James Gressel. Co-produced and additional mixing by Joel Arnold. Our original music is by Jeremy Nisato. Hear more of Jeremy's music at jeremynisato.com. D&D is performed by James A. Janisse, Chelsea Rebecca, Beth Radloff, Mike Saigan, and Joel Arnold.